USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An arrest warrant is out for missing Florida man Brian Laundrie. He hasn't been seen in more than a week after his fiancée, Gabby Petito, turned up dead on Sunday. The two were on a cross-country road trip last month when Brian returned home to Northport, Florida alone. Wednesday, a federal grand jury in Wyoming indicted Laundrie on charges he used her credit card following her disappearance. The FBI, along with multiple law enforcement agencies, continue to search for Laundrie as he remains a person of interest in Petito's homicide investigation. The surge in illegal immigration is more than a humanitarian crisis to some border state lawmakers. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn says we need to take seriously the threat of terrorists who could exploit the gaps in security that have been created. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
The White House is advising federal departments and agencies to prepare for a possible government shutdown. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying the White House is doing everything possible to avoid that outcome.
We are taking every step we can to mitigate the impacts of a potential shutdown on our pandemic response, economic recovery, or other priorities.
The government runs out of money on September 30th without a congressional agreement to extend funding. Tens of thousands of migrants are traveling to the U.S.-Mexico border to seek asylum, but the number of illegal immigrants coming are overwhelming border towns. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is no fan of how the Biden administration is handling the border crisis.
I'm not unhappy. I am pissed. Secretary Mayorkas needs to resign. He's completely incompetent. The border is not closed. It has been surrendered.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Next week, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley will testify before Congress on the withdrawal from Afghanistan. Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst says the administration is leaving behind Americans still in the country.
This administration is acting as if we are done with Afghanistan. We are done getting Americans out.
Ernst continuing on Fox News by saying there will be questions about the U.S. soldiers who were killed near the Kabul airport during the evacuation.
We lost 13 souls. Those brave service members in the last few days of this haphazard withdrawal. We need to know and understand what has happened.
The 13 service members were killed in a suicide bombing. Officials in Louisville, Kentucky are giving an update on the fatal bus stop shooting of 16-year-old high school student Tyree Smith. Louisville Metro Police Department Chief Erica Shields saying the car that was used in the shooting was stolen and was on fire when they found it.
St. Matthew's Police Department found the vehicle yesterday. It was on fire. The Jeep had been stolen prior to the shooting. It is now being processed by our homicide unit and ID technicians.
Two other kids were hurt during the shooting and suffered non-life-threatening injuries. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.